3HL 104.5 The Zone. Brent Daugherty, Blaine Bishop, Clay Travis with you. Our man in Vegas, Todd Furman, Caesars Entertainment with us. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, Brent. We actually just hung a prop. The over-under is 7.5 different objects that Clay decides he's become the czar of during 2012.
That's really funny.
So
the black bear, in case you just have learned, is moving in on the city of Nashville.
110 miles away.
He is advancing. This is not a joke. The bear's range.
He's advancing. He's like advancing. Launching an assault on Nashville.
Yeah, he's expanding his range. This is a crazy stat. I mean, Todd, this is unbelievable. What's over under number of years it's been since there were this many bear in Tennessee? You're the odds maker. What would you?
See, that's going a little bit above and beyond my expertise. I won't claim to have I have a firm grasp of what goes on in Tennessee. But
you would understand that in 2012, Tennessee is much more developed than it would have been in, say, 1712 or 1812 or 19. More people are here now.
I would tend to agree with that. I think that's a pretty safe assumption to make on the topic.
All right, so here's the deal. There are more bear in the state of Tennessee right now than any point in the last 150 years.
Is
would you
right?
have believed that?
Is that right?
We can go all the way back to 18 during the Civil War. There are more bear in Tennessee right now than there were at the Battle of Shiloh.
I want to know what people in Tennessee are actually feeding these bears to help their breeding along. That or they're finding a way to get fertility drugs to really get their growth rate.
During the Civil War, though, bears are getting caught, you know, in the crossfire and all that stuff.
You don't think a bear knows that 100,000 people are shooting at each other? A bear has is perceptive. It's not just walking. It's not like, no, there's the union.
It's just walking in people's houses eating food.
Yeah, but it's not like we're Montgomery Gentry. We can just go shoot bears.
No, right, but the bear doesn't say, oh, look, there's the Battle of Gettysburg. How about I just walk in between the firing lines there?
Well, I don't think. Say stop!
Yeah, I don't think they're the smartest animals in the world.
They don't like noise.
Might be time for the next 3HL outing to actually be a hunting trip to go find some of these bears as they continue to infiltrate all of Tennessee and endanger the lives of everybody in Nashville.
Fairfield Glade, right? Crossville. That's not that far away.
No, that's a hop, skip, and a jump. They're going to be here, I'm telling you.
I don't think bears hop, skip, or jump.
They do now. They don't hibernate anymore. Do you know that? Because this is true, too. The bear is actually, even though there's more of them than at any point since the Battle of Shiloh, the bear is actually incredibly unhealthy now because he eats out of the dumpsters now. They eat our food. They're so fatty that they don't have to hibernate anymore.
So they have high cholesterol?
Yes. Back in the day, they used to hibernate because they couldn't find enough food. Now they just go behind Krispy Kreme and eat all of our thrown-out donuts. Dunkin' Donuts, I guess.
If bears have good health care plans, then maybe it might be time for me to go into veterinary medicine in some capacity.
Preds playing the Red Wings game one tonight. What are the chances that the Preds come out with a win in this series?
Oh, we actually have the Preds listed at minus 130 favorites over the Red Wings to win this series. Oddly enough, the most lopsided betting of any of the first-round games we're seeing is on tonight's Preds-Red Wings game. We're seeing about 70 to 75% of our action coming in on Detroit, and I really believe that's more based on name than anything else.
Okay, so explain minus 130 to people that don't know what the hell you're
sure,
doing.
Like me.
Yeah, like all of them.
I know money lines are become an uncharted territory this time of year. Minus 130 means that to win a bet on the Predators, you'd have to put up $1.30 to make a dollar coming back, whereas if you were to bet the Detroit Red Wings, they're at even money, meaning if you put up $1, you'd get a dollar coming back. So anytime there's a minus sign accompanying a money line for the NHL playoffs, baseball, or football season, that means that team is the favorite. And so you'd have to put up more money to make a little bit less.
But 70 to 75% of the money being bet on tonight's game one is going toward the Red Wings?
Not the money, just the actual tickets that we're seeing coming.
Oh, okay.
Money, the goal of our job is always to balance that out. So it's more the general public who are trying to bet the Red Wings in this spot, looking to make a few extra bucks.
What about the Preds and their Stanley Cup odds? You said 10-1 last week, I think?
Yep, they're down to 8-1 right now, a team that I've been high on for a good portion of the season. And I really think their draw is pretty favorable if they can get through Detroit, because unlike a lot of people, I think Vancouver has to be extremely scared of taking on the Kings. And I actually believe the Kings will be upsetting Vancouver, you know, coming in as a heavy underdog in the 8th seed.
Who has the biggest odds to make it to the Cup?
The longest odds are going to be in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be the Ottawa Senators and the Florida Panthers. They're both listed at 40-1. It's been tough to attract action on both of those teams all season long, and with good reason. I'm not sure either should be considered a dark horse to take home Stanley Cup.
Well, who's leading the charge then? Who's the two teams that are going to be the Eastern Conference or Western Conference?
The two favorites right now are actually the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins coming out of the East. Oh. Both teams are listed at 9-2 right now. And in the Western Conference, you're talking about the Vancouver Canucks at 4-1, and the St. Louis Blues right behind them at 5-1. A lot of that is based on seeding and potential matchups.
Well, now that we've been talking about Petrino and we're talking about college football to pro football and how the quarterback impacts things in pro, how does not having their head coach Petrino affect the odds and how many games they'll win or lose or be in the BCS Bowl?
I think that's a great question, Blaine. When you talk about the win total, I actually believe Coach Petrino is probably worth a half a win to a full win as we look through the Razorback schedule. In terms of future odds, we won't do much with adjusting Arkansas, who's a 12-1 shot to win the national title, because unless Tyler Wilson and Niall Davis were on the back of that bike with Coach Petrino, Arkansas is still as talented as any team in the SEC. It's just a question of who they get to man the ship and lead them forward this year.
So that's actually really fascinating. So you're not even adjusting. So in your opinion, while he may be worth a half to one win, you don't even think – you're not seeing any money movement or anything based on Bobby Petrino being removed, because the expectation is college football, the coach really matters. But what you're telling us is – Arkansas was 12-1 yesterday, and they're 12-1 today.
With future markets, you're not going to move nearly as much until people stop betting them. So if we see over the next month that all the Arkansas money we saw leading up until Petrino's firing stops coming in, we'll raise the odds to try and attract a little bit more money, tick up maybe to 15-1 or 18-1. But where you'll see Arkansas's odds change a lot more is in odds to win the SEC, their win total. I think that's where you'll see a coach's impact change what we do out here in Vegas a lot more than you will the futures market.
All right, quickly, I know they just started the season in Major League Baseball. I have Detroit playing St. Louis. I was wondering, what are their odds and who is leading in that charge?
St. Louis right now is a 15-1 shot to win the World Series, although watching their offense the last couple of days may need to adjust them down. Detroit, clear and away, is the favorite from the American League. They're listed at 5-1. The only team close to them would be the Philadelphia Phillies at 5-1, Yankees at 7-1. And that's really where you start to get into the double digits. Angels and the Giants, the only other teams, at 6-1 and 9-1, respectively.
All right, lastly, NBA's coming up real quick. Who's the favorite? Are the Heat still the favorite, or is it somebody else now?
The Heat are still the favorite, mainly because the Eastern Conference playoff picture looks to be completely jumbled. I think out West, it's gotten a lot more interesting, because now it looks like you have four or five teams that might be able to get out, if you include the Thunder, the Clippers, Spurs, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs. I don't really see the Lakers being a viable threat, especially if Kobe is at all banged up.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guy. Enjoy game one tonight between the Preds and the Wings.
Again, 70-75% of the tickets going toward the Red Wings tonight, but the Preds a -130 favorite in this series, and their odds to win the Stanley Cup up to 8-1. Scott Ramsey, National Sports Council and the Music City Bowl Executive Director, in studio next to discuss bowls, BCS, playoff, all of that coming up. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.